You know, it's always so nice to start the morning with a commercial that's, oh, you know, just friendly and nice and makes you feel good, like the one that we played this morning.
I speak for your wife, your girlfriend, or anyone else unlucky enough to be nearby when you take off your shoes. Your feet. They stink.
I mean, that's the way we want to start?
Well, yeah. Well, and then you started it and stopped it and started it again.
Yeah,
so
were,
you know,
yeah,
we had that going for us,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was working out well.
Well, you get those kind of commercials early in the morning, you know?
Well,
the heartbreak of psoriasis type commercials, you know?
To give you a background, there's a long time ago, there used to be a jingle company. There are two big jingle companies. One was called Pam's. The other was called Pepper Tanner. Well, most radio stations didn't have money, you know, but what they had is they had time to give. And so what you would do is you'd trade the stuff out. You do jingles for us, and we'll give you 12 times as much as this jingle is worth in free advertising. Invariably, it was Preparation H and Camphophonique.
Uh-huh. Well, but Camphophonique, I mean, that's just like wound care. So
That one was okay, but it was that other one that was far worse than the heartbreak of psoriasis. Hello?
Yeah, a lot of things about this show stinks early in the morning.
Thank you so much, sir. A ringing endorsement.
Yeah, words of encouragement.
We appreciate that. We just needed that little boost up to get going this morning, and you, sir, came through for us.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so thank you.
Yes, well, I hope your dial continues to be broken,
there
sir,
you
so you
yes,
can't
right.
get off
That's
of it.
Right. Police in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania, have charged 23-year-old Joseph Lombardi with trying to buy...
Great coach, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Trying to buy a bag of herbal potpourri, which is called Space Cadet Flight Risk.
Don't know.
Using a bogus bill at the Food Mart store. The substance, which is sold as incense... but mimics the effects of marijuana. I believe we've heard about this.
Yeah, it sounds like a salvia-type product.
That's right, when smoked, which is why the fake pot is included in a bill outlawing such substances that Pennsylvania's governor signed into law last week. The ban takes effect in August, but buying the potpourri was not illegal. They said the problem that drew attention to Mr. Lombardi was the fact that he tried to buy the marijuana substitute, if you will, with $1 million bill. So
Can you break a million, sir?
Yeah, please do that.
It's gonna be a good day.
Aside from that, everything with the transaction was completely legal.
Yeah.
He failed to see that sign that said they didn't have enough change.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
No bills bigger than a 50.
Yep.
That's right. Clerk does not have key to the safe.
Yeah.
Drove down the street just to get him. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning. A good morning meeting.
Welcome to Madame Flora's Chamber of Fortune Telling.
Madame Flora, what's in store for me?
I see fantastic food and delicious drinks. I see you and all your girlfriends laughing and dancing the night away.
How do I get there?
Go to Ladies' Night.
BCS Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies' Night, a night in the French Quarter, July 15th at the Hilton College Station. Sponsored by Dr. Angeletta Brown, Chrome, a salon experience, and St. Joseph Regional Health Center. For tickets, call 260-5200.
617 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mm-hmm. It's June the 30th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Nancy DeSalt, if you remember her, she's 75. Is 75 years old.
You know what she used to do?
She was a wife on with Ted Knight.
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
Well, she may have done
Too Close for Comfort was the name of the show.
But she also was the host on Good Morning America with David Hartman.
You know, I think I do remember that.
Yeah. So there
you go. Well, she's 75.
Well, good for her.
And she probably doesn't get calls from David Hartman.
They who knows? They may reminisce.
Probably doesn't know what he's doing either. So there you go. From the Little River Band, singer Glenn Shirok is 67 years old.
Been here, you know.
Has he?
Oh, sure. Little River Band?
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows when he's been here?
Yeah.
Well,
I was
maybe driving down the bypass right now.
I was at the show. Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah. Lakeview Club?
No. That was G. Raleigh White.
G. Raleigh White.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They had one hit, I think. But
he walked down the ramp, didn't he?
Yeah, they were here with that. Yeah.
Actor David Alan Greer turns 55 years old today. bassist Tom Drummond is 42 years old.
And we're at work.
Yeah. Go actress figure. Monica Potter from Boston Legal is 40 years old today. And American Idol winner Fantasia Barrino turns 27 years old. Did I mention this is a bad birthday day?
What year was that Fantasia won?
Did Fantasia?
I have no idea. Please go ahead. Really.
Yeah, there you go. Cheryl Cole, the singer. Model from she became a judge on the X Factor,
of course,
is 28 years old today, and Mike Tyson's birthday is today. Yeah, he's 45 years old, and is the magician Harry Blackstone still with us?
Well,
he's 77 if he is. There you go. And like I say, oh wait, Michael Phelps, swimmer boy,
14 gold medal boy.
Yeah, exactly. He's 26. Years old. He lost a race the other day. I think he's, I think he's got himself a little pot belly going
Going to have to do that.
Calling it a pot belly probably wouldn't be the best thing since those pictures came out.
Yeah, shouldn't say pot belly. Excuse me. Little beer belly.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he's 26.
Yeah,
and that's all I got for today.
Well, that's fine. And, quite honestly, I got tired of looking up alternate birthdays.
Yeah.
This would have been like the third day this week.
I mean, we got to give him a break from this.
Yeah, can't worry about that. So in the meantime, we'll tell you the story about the guy from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, who got his hand, this is one of those stories that probably brings up more questions than it answers, but got his hand stuck in a car's gas tank when he reached in to try to retrieve a Snickers bar he saw inside.
Now,
again.
Where to begin?
Yeah, exactly. Because, first of all, don't know that the circumstances would allow you to see the Snicker bar in there, and I don't know, no gas tank that I can think of would I ever consider that I would be able to get my hand into, grab something, and successfully pull it out.
And they would want to consume it?
Yes.
Ostensibly?
Yeah. Presuming that there was, in fact, some sort of gas-type mixture in there. Well, with some help from firefighters, the 20-year-old was eventually freed. The man.
What was that about a pot belly?
He had bad munchies and no money.
Hey man, I think there's a Snicker bar in my gas tank.
He's in the parking lot of the convenience store when he sees the Snickers inside his gas tank.
I swear, man, it was like in there.
It was right there,
dude. The man happened to look in the gas tank and saw the candy bar. He says somebody had removed it from the wrapper and jammed it into the gas tank.
Okay.
Okay. And so that makes it much more edible because the wrapper's off of it. And so again,
maybe he was just concerned about what would happen when a Snicker bar got caught up in his intake.
Could very well be.
Don't we all worry about that?
Well, and the thing is, he hasn't been able to go to Mythbusters to see what happens when you put a Snicker in the gas tank.
Right.
Will it dissolve? How
you get those in your injectors?
Take?
I mean, it's all over that caramelade coming out.
Yeah, because then you got to get this special
and
STP
nougat
stuff. Oh,
nougat, forget it. Your engine's going to knock. Bob Hope won't even be able to help then.
The conservative
Bob Hope.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too.
The old Texaco gas commercials.
Oh, very nice.
There's your esoteric reference of the day.
Nicely done. Okay.